Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Australia commits to forced occupation of remaining Palestine. The Australian government has announced it will be part of Trump's quote-unquote Gaza Reconstruction Task Force, a US-led coalition of Western Arab and Muslim states tasked with the forced demilitarization of Gaza and its subsequent handover to the occupying entity. The announcement comes as the occupying entity has also announced its desire to claim sovereignty over the West Bank too, consistent with wide U.S. efforts to impose Zionist control over the whole of Palestine in its attempt to reshape the entire Middle East. Hizb ut-Tahrir Australia would like to emphasize the following. 1. Australia has a long record of serving colonial interests in the Middle East. Indeed, it was Australia's Light Horse Brigade that first rode into Palestine during World War I on behalf of the British, facilitating its occupation by British forces and its later handover to Zionist occupiers. 2. Australia's contribution to the quote-unquote Gaza Reconstruction Force is designed to help force the surrender of Gaza politically after the occupying entity failed to do so militarily. Australia enacted its own genocide over its indigenous population, facilitated the first genocide over the Palestinian people, stood silently over the genocide of the last 2 years, and is now helping the occupying entity erase Palestinian identity once and for all. Australia will forever stand commended for its facilitation of these crimes. 3. The greatest crime in this whole tragedy is the betrayal of the Arab and Muslim rulers. They have always stood as the first and last line of defense for the occupation and have again proven their betrayal by accepting to deploy their forces to surrender Palestine rather than liberate it. Any Muslim that continues to extend legitimacy to these rulers, defends their crimes, or helps enact their betrayals will forever be a partner in their criminality. 4. The International Zio-Crusader Coalition, forming to force the surrender of Palestine, is a stark reminder of the deep-seated historical hatred with which these states view the Muslim world. They see themselves as the continuing legacy of the first crusaders, who will not stop until the whole of the Muslim world is captured and Islam and Muslims thoroughly defeated. 5. It has been repeated for the last century, but it is even more poignant now. Unless Muslims assert their political will, discard their treacherous rulers, and establish the rightly guided Khilafah, Caliphate state, we will forever remain subject to the crimes of the Zio Crusaders and the betrayal of their local henchmen. It is high time to rest the hands of oppressors everywhere. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Australia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.